Shalom to all! Today's episode is Shalom Megillah Daf Yud Ches, and we are starting Yud Zayin Amud Beis about three lines off at the bottom with the words HaKol Karev B'Bama, and today's episode sponsor Lila Nishmas, Mars Mem Sar Bas Miaka Moshe, Her Nish, Amos should have an Aliyah. So the mission right above, we began talking about Bamais, which is a private Mizbeach. We actually have two different types of Bamais. We have a Bama Ketano, which is literally a private Mizbeach. A person builds on the roof, he can bring a private carbon, nothing that he has to bring, something that he wants to donate or promise to bring, that's okay to bring in a Bama Ketano. And then there's Bama Gedolah, which is also known as Bamas Tzibur. That's when the Mishkan was temporary a number of times in Eretz Yisrael. Only Chayvus HaTzibur were allowed to be brought there. So now we continue talking about Bamais. Says the Gemara, bring a Braisa, HaKol Karev B'Bama, anything is allowed to be brought in a Bama. And over here we're talking about the Bama before the Mishkan was built. And what's allowed to be brought? Behema, V'Chaya, V'Aifais. Behemas, which is regularly domesticated animals like cows and sheep. Chaya is non-domesticated animals such as deer, and Aifais are birds. Gedolim uketanim, older and younger. Zacharim unikevais, males and females. Tamimin avol loy balim umin, they had to be whole and not with a mum. And over here we're not talking about regular mum like in the Beis HaMikdash or Mishkan. Over here, whole just simply means they can't be missing a limb, they can't be missing an aver. Yud Ches Amud Aleph on top, Tahayrim Avol Loy Tameim, they also had to be kosher, they couldn't be treif animals, meaning they couldn't be a non-kosher species. Furthermore, HaKol Karev Oyla, everything was brought as an Oyla, they were not allowed to be brought as Shlamim, we know the Oyla is completely burned. However, Ve'enon Tu'un Hefshet V'nituach, they did not need to be skinned and cut into pieces. We know the Korban Oyla of Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash did need to be skinned and cut into pieces, however, when brought in Obama, they did not. Furthermore, V'goyim Bezman Azeh, Roshayim Lasus Kain, Goyim nowadays are allowed to do this, they don't have an Isser Bamais, so they're allowed to build a Mizbeach and bring a carbon. Now we discussed one of the things we just said. Zacharim unikevais minayin. How do we know they were allowed to bring both males and females and not just males? And the answer is Rabosas B'Shem B'Yis Barchanina. The Pasuk tells us Vesa Paris Halu Oil Hashem. This is when there was a heter Bamais. It says they brought the Parois as an Oila, and Para is a female cow, not a male one. Continuing, Tamim Mavale Balmum minayin. How do we know they had to be Tamim and not a Balmum? They couldn't be missing an Aver. So Rabbi Yossi tells us Pashat Rablazer al Chavraya. Rablazer explained to the Chamin Beis Medrash, Hashem told Noyach Umikol Achai Mikol Basar. And from all living things, from all flesh, what do we learn from here? Shushleim bevrayan, they had to be whole in their limbs. That's learned from Mikol Hachai, from everything that has chios, it has life in its limbs, meaning it can't be missing any limbs. We continue discussing something which was not mentioned. What about Mirtim, a bird that had all of its feathers plucked from it? How do we know that's not allowed to be brought? The answer is, Pasha Blazer explains, Kol Tzipar, Kol Kanaf, every bird, every Kanaf, that tells us, Prat Lemirtim, it can't be missing a Kanaf, meaning it can't be missing feathers. We continue discussing, Tarma Vloy Tamei Minayin, how do we know they had to be kosher animals and not from a non-kosher species? So our breeder of puppy quotes Rabbi Shua de Sichnen, who says B'Shem Rav Levi, Haga Noyach Tyra Mitach Tyra. Noyach, he learned a Tyra, which means a law, a Hira, a Psak, from Tyra, meaning from them that Hashem told him. Amar, he said as follows, Kvar Namerli, it was already told to me, meaning after the Mabel, it was told to Noyach, Ki Yerek Esav Nesati L'chem Eskoil, I've given everything to you, like the vegetables, the greens that grow. Now this is the pasuk in which Noyach was told that he's allowed to eat meat. Before the Mabel, he wasn't allowed to. After Mabel, yes. And Noyach said the following, La'iza davar riba kasav b'tahirin. Why is it the pasuk increased, saying that I have to bring a lot of tahirim? We know that there was a disproportionate number of kosher to non-kosher animals in the teva. Only two non-kosher animals were brought, where seven pairs of kosher animals were brought. So Noach asked himself, why is it that we have to have so many kosher animals brought? The answer is, it must be l'karbonos, to bring us a carbon, and the Kli tells us that carbonos have to be from kosher, not from non-kosher animals. We continue discussing, v'gayim b'zman hazeh rishon lasus kain. Gayim nowadays are allowed to do this, are allowed to bring a carbon. Now Rabba says, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Asr Yisrael l'sayoi, v'asr le'asus le'shliach. A yid is not allowed to help a non-Jew bring carbon, and he's not allowed to make him a shliach to bring his own carbon, and that's because since a yid is not allowed to do avoda on a bama nowadays, so he's not allowed to help the non-Jew because we're afraid that he might end up doing it himself. Now we have a whole discussion about Antoninus. Antoninus was a famous Roman emperor who developed a very close friendship with Rebbe, with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and he would learn Torah with him. So here we have a number of discussions. So Antoninus Shaul Rebbe, he asked him as follows, Ma'u livenos mizbeach, is a non-Jew allowed to build a mizbeach when he wants to bring a carbon? So Amrlei, Rebbe told him, Banehu ugnai zavanov, he's allowed to build it, but afterwards he has to dismantle it and hide the stones away because they're not allowed to be used for a mundane purpose afterwards. Now right away we see from here that even though a yid is not allowed to help a guy bring a carbon, he still is allowed to give him advice like this because Rebbe clearly just gave advice and answered Antoninus' question. Now another question Antoninus asked Rebbe, Ma'u lasus like a tyres, is a yid allowed to make a non-Jew ketyres? So Amrlei told him, take out one of the salmonim, meaning take out one of the spices of the ketyres. So Antoninus asked Rebbe on this, Loi kentani, wasn't the following taught in the Braisa? The pasuk says, Loi sasu lochem, that you're not allowed to make it for yourself. This is a pasuk that tells us beferosh that a yid is not allowed to make the recipe of the ketyres for himself. And that's seemingly the reason why Rebbe told him that a yid who's making ketyres for a guy has to take out one of the spices. Because you're not allowed to make the full ketyres, you have to take out one of them from the recipe. So Antoninus is asking Rebbe, yeah, but that's only lochem. Lochem ain't atem oisem, aval oisem heim acherim lochem. Hashem, the pasuk says that for you, a yid who's making k'tiras for himself, he's not allowed to make the proper recipe of the k'tiras. But if a yid is making it for somebody else, namely for a guy, he should be allowed to make the full k'tiras recipe. So Amar Rav Chanani explains, begin Reb Rumnus to shalchei Rebbe yavdinei lei. This is simply because Rebbe had sent Reb Rumnus to make k'tiras for Antoninos, so Rebbe can't tell Reb Rumnus, who's a yid, to make the full recipe of k'tiras, because that would be an infraction in the pasuk. However, when Reb Rumnus is making the k'tiras for Antoninos, he's actually allowed to make the full recipe. Now we continue discussing Antoninos. Is Milan Amrin this guy Antoninos? Is Milan Amrin the lawyer's guy Antoninos? There are those that say that Antoninos actually became a ger, or those that say that he didn't. Now here's the tzad that he did not become a ger. Ro isa yotzev minol pachais b'yom kippurim. There are those that saw that he went out with a defective leather shoe on Yom Kippur, meaning he was missing the top part. And we know that you're not allowed to go with leather shoes on Yom Kippur, so must be that according to this, he was not megayer. However, says the Gemara, Machmamino, what do you learn from this? Shekena filu yer shemaim yotzev mekach. Even yer shemaim yidin go out like this, because if the leather shoe is missing the top, it's not a shoe. It's just like standing on a piece of leather, which is permitted on Yom Kippur. So that's not a raya. The Gemara continues, Antoninus Amr Rebbe. Antoninus asked Rebbe, Mi'achalti atmin levyason la'amod asi? In the next world, in the future, at the end of days, are you going to feed me from the levyason? Amr Leis. Rebbe told him, in, yes, 100%. So Amr Leis, Antoninus asked Rebbe, Min imer pescha le'achatani umin levyason atmechali? What, you're not going to give me from the Karban Pesach? But you'll give me from the levyason? So Amr Leis, Rebbe told Antoninus, Ma nevadlach, what should I do for you? Ube'imer pescha k'sev kol arel la'yechabai. In regards to Karban Pesach, it says clearly in the pasuk, somebody who's an arel, he's uncircumcised, he can't eat from it. So I could give you the levyason, but I can't give you from a Karban Pesach. Now, came to Shalma Kain, once Antoninus heard this, Azal v'gazar, he went and he gave himself a bris milah. And Asla Gabay, he came back to Rebbe, Amr Leh, he told him, Rebbe, chami gazarti, see that I got a bris milah. He was trying to show him his milah. So Amr Leh, Rebbe told Antoninus, Bidi dila istakalis min yaymai, I've never even looked at my own milah. Ela bididach, I should now look at your milah. And v'lomanik rishmai Rabbeinu HaKadosh, why is he called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Shaloi hibit bin milah say miyamav, that he never looked at his milah. We now mention something similar. V'lomanikra nachum ish kadosh hakadoshim. Why was this person called ish kadosh hakadoshim? The answer is shaloi hibit betsuras matbeya miyamav. He never looked at the imprint, the picture on a coin. That's because it had salamim, it had idols on it, so that gave him the name ish kadosh hakadoshim. Now what do we see from this conversation between Antoninus and Rebbe? Hado amra, this guy Antoninus. That tells us that Antoninus did become a ger. He gave himself a bris milah. And also milayin rabbanon amrin is guy Antoninus. The following member of the rabbanon tells us that Antoninus became a ger. The amra of Chizkiah, Reb Chizkiah said, quoting Rav Avohu, says B'Shem Rav Blazer, "In bain hein geirat tzedek lasid lavai. If geirat tzedek, geirim are going to come back lasid lavai, Antoninus babaraisham. Antoninus is going to be at their head. So it must be that he became a geirat tzedek." Now going back to the discussion of what is or is not allowed to be brought in a bama. Rav Blazer, Rav Yisrael ben Chanina, they argue. Rav Blazer Amar, he says, "Shlam mikriv bnei noyach." That the bnei noyach, meaning anyone before bnei Yisrael was officially called bnei Yisrael, which is basically by Yitzias Mitzrayim or Matan Torah. A little bit of a discussion over there, but definitely before that, everyone was called ben noyach. They were allowed to bring shlamim, meaning not only a carbon oila, which is completely burned, but they were also allowed to bring a shlamim. However, B'Yisrael Chanina Amar, he says, oila sekriv b'nei noyach, they only brought oilas, not shlamim. Shlamim only became permitted by the Mishkan. So we're going to have a number of questions on this. Hazar Reblazer, B'Yisrael Chanina, Reblazer asked B'Yisrael Chanina. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, V'hevel hevi gam hum v'char soinu mechal behen. Right in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis with Cain and Hevel, it says that Hevel also brought from the firstborns of his sheep, u'mechal behen, and from their fats. What type of carbon only has some parts of it, including the fat brought, and not the entire thing? That's a carbon shlamim. Because if it was an oila, everything is brought and burned. So it must be that Bnei Noyach brought shlamim. Yud Chasam Beis on top. Ma Avilor Rabbi Yisrael Mechanino. What's Rabbi Yisrael Mechanino to do with this? The answer is, he explains, what does it mean, Umechal Behen? Min Shaminehoin. From the fattest, the choicest sheep, that's what he brought. It doesn't actually mean from the fats of the sheep. Another question. Hazar Blazer, Rabbi Yisrael Mechanino. We have a pasuk that says, and this is right before Matan Torah, Vayishlach Haznari Bnei Yisrael, Vayalu Oilis Vegaimer, and he sent the youths of the Bnei Yisrael, and they brought up oilis. And we really have to continue reading the pasuk where it says Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlamim, that they brought Shlamim. So clearly we see they brought Shlamim. Ma'avilor Rabbi Yisrael Mechanino, what does Rabbi Yisrael Mechanino do with this? And the answer is that really they only brought oilis. So what does it mean they brought Shlamim? Shlamin Begufan B'loy Hafshet B'loy Tuach, that the oilis that they brought were whole in their bodies. They weren't skinned and they weren't cut into pieces, like we said in the Braisa at the top of the previous Amud, that when oilis were brought, they didn't have to be cut into pieces and flayed. So that's what it's referring to. Another question. Hazar Blazer Rabbi Yisrael Mechanino, Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Vayikach Yisrael Chosin Moshe, Oila Uzvachim Lelekim, that Yisrael, the final of Moshe, he brought an Oila and Zvachim to Hashem, and Zvachim is referring to Shlomim. So my Avalar, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, what does he do with this? And the answer is, Kamando Amar, La'achar Matan Torah Ba Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds, like the Mando Amar, that Yisrael came after Matan Torah, so he's already allowed to bring Shlomim by then. What's his machlokes? Rav Chana Amar, he says, Espalkin Yehuda Berebi, Rav Yanai. Yehuda Berebi and Rav Yanai argue about this. Chana Amar, one of them says, Kaidul Matan Torah by Yisroi. The Yisroi came before Matan Torah. Rav Chana Amar, the other one says, La Achar Matan Torah by Yisroi. Yisroi came after Matan Torah. And Veloy Adin Man Armadal, Man Armadal. We don't know who said what. So Nishmin Miladah, let's learn from the following. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishma Yisroi Kain Midyan Chayse Moshe. Yisroi, the Kain of Midyan, the father in law of Moshe, he heard. And the question is, Mashama, what did he hear that made him come to the Bnei Yisrael? The answer is, Chizki Amar, he tells us Kriyas Yamsuf Shama. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Rabbi Shu Amar, he says Kriyas Yamsuf Shama. Now Rabbi Levi Amar, he says Mechames HaMalek Shama. He heard about Mechames HaMalek. And Yehuda Berebi Amar, here is the key, Matan Torah Shama. He heard about Matan Torah. Havadu Amar Lacha Matan Torah by Yisrael. That clearly tells us that he came after Matan Torah, and that's Yehuda Berebi Shita. So all the questions on Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina were successfully answered. Now we go the other way. Rabba Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Rabbi Chia say B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. V'da Mesayel Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina. The following is right for Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina, that only Eilis were permitted for Bnei Noach and not Shlomim. What does the pasuk say? Uri Tzafayin Uvay Seimon. Literally translated, this would mean awake north and come south. Now they understand this pasuk to be referring to the Mishkan. So what do we learn from here? Uri Tzafayin Ze Ha'ayla Shenishchatas B'Tzafayin. Uri Tzafayin means awake the north. That's referring to Karban Ayla, which is shechted in the north part of the Azara. And Mahu Uri? Why use this lashon of Uri, which means to awake? So that means Davar Shahaya Yashain Venus Ayrer. It's referring to something that was sleeping and it got awakened. In other words, Karbanas Ayla were previously brought by Bnei Noach. Now they're being brought in the Mishkan, so we use Lashon of Uri. They were reawakening this idea of bringing Karban Ayla. Now, by Seimon, what's this referring to? Elu Shlomim, that's talking about a Karban Shlomim, Shehin Ishchat Medarim, they're shechted in the south of the Azara. And Mahu Bayi, what's this Lashon of come? Bayi, Davar Shahaya Shal Chiddush, that's something that's brand new. Bayi means now it can come. In other words, Shlomim were not previously brought. So ask the Gemara, Ma Avid La, Reb Lazar, that's a proper Girsa. What does Reb Lazar do with this? He dashes his Pasuk having to do with the Geula, Lichshias Iruru Hagalias, when the Galias, when the exiles, referring to Galus Bavel, when they awaken, Shehim Nesunes Betzafain, they're in the north, because Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael, via Vayu, via Yivnu, Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to come and build the Beis HaMikdash, Shehu Nasan Bedarim, it's located in the south, meaning it's the south of Bavel. And that's what it means, Uri Tzafain, Vayu Seimon, that they're going to be awakened in the north and come to the south and build the Beis HaMikdash, nothing to do with Eilis or Shlomim. Continuing to discuss this, Rav Abba Breid, Rav Papi, and Rabbi Yeshua the Sechnin, say B'Shem Rav Levi, of Din Karayi Messiah, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Even the following pasuk is right for Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. The pasuk says, Zois Taras Ha'ayla, Hi Ha'ayla, this is the law of the Ayla, this is the Ayla. Now this is mashma, that we're talking about a carbon Ayla that always was brought, because that's Lashon of Hi Ha'ayla, this is the Ayla that we already know about. What does that mean we already know about? Shahayu B'nei Noach Makriven, it's talking about the Aylas that B'nei Noach were able to bring. However, Kadhu Asi Gabe Shlomim, when the pasuk begins talking about carbon Shlomim, Amar says, Zois Taras Zevach Shlomim, this is the law, this is the Torah of a carbon Shlomim, and Asher Hikriv in Kosov Khan. It doesn't say which were brought. That's not the Lashon of the Pasuk. Ela Asher Yakriv, that will be brought. Mikan Ulaba, that means from here and on. So we clearly see from the Pasuk that Shlomim are only going to be brought from now on, only from the building of the Mishkan. Clearly they were not brought by Bnei Noach. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss the part of the Mishnah where we had said that the only difference between a Babam Gedolah and a Babam Ketana is a Karban Pesach. So we're going to have a little machlokes about this. Parm HaNisrafim, Sirim HaNisrafim, Echon HaNisrafim. Parm and Sirim HaNisrafim, where are they burned? Now there are five different Karbanas, three Parim and two Seirim that are totally burned. They're not brought on the Mizbeach and they're burned in a different place. Now both Seirim and two out of the three Parim are Karbanas Sibur. However, one of the Parim is brought by an individual. So the question is that when these are brought on a Bama, where are they burned? The answer is Al-Gabe HaKever. They can even be burned on a Kever, which means even in a place which is Tameh. And even though the Pasuk says they have to be burned in a Makom Tahar, that's only referring to when they're brought in Mishkan, not on a Bama. Now what do we see from here? That an individual Karban, a private Karban, which is a Chiyuv, is allowed to be brought in the Bama Gedolah, because we had just said that one of these Parim HaNisrafim is a private carbon. And where do we get this from? From the fact that the Mishnah says, Ein bein Bama Gedolah Bama Ketana ala Psachim. The only difference between Bama Gedolah and Ketana is Psachim. And a Karban Pesach is brought by an individual, but it's a Chiyuv. So by the same token, Parim HaNisrafim that are brought by an individual, by a Yachid, which are Chiyuv, are allowed to be brought on a Bama. However, the Gemara says, not a Raya. Keni Masnisa, this is really what the Mishnah could be referring to. Ein bein Bama Gedolah Bama Ketana ala Psachim bilvad. The difference between Bama Gedolah and Bama Ketana is only a Karban Pesach, not something which is like a Karban Pesach, which Mela would include other Karbanos Yachid, which are Chiyuv. Rather, it's only a Karban Pesach. Only that is allowed to be brought in Bama Gedolah, not other private Karbanos, which are Chiyuv. And the reason why Karban Pesach is different is because even though it's brought by a Yachid, it's an individual Chiyuv, still, since it's brought by all of Am Yisrael and it's brought in groups, so it's considered like a Karban Sibur. However, we clarify, Deloik Rabbi Yehuda, this is not like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Chatos Pesach Liyachid Bama Gedolah, Ein Chatos Pesach Liyachid Bama Ketana, that a Karban Chatos Chatos or a Karban Pesach, which are individual karbanos, those are allowed to be brought in Bar Magdala. They're just not allowed to be brought in Bar Magtana. So we clearly see from here, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a private karban, a karban yachid, which is a chiyuv, is allowed to be brought on a Bar Magdala, just like the Karban Pesach. And we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.